Where does Rabbi Akiva know it? El Yalef Migula Yerav Dikachovim. He learns it out from the Parsha of Midyan. The Torah says when the Yidin took over the Kelim from Midyan, it says since the Goyim used the Kelim first with Trefus, so it says if the Jews want to use the Kelim now, they have to be Machsher. That's called Hagolas Kelim. If it was used with fire, you have to make a kosher with fire. Like a Pesach time, make Hagolas Kelim. So what do you have to make Hagolas Kelim for? Like you take a Trefa pot. There's no meat, there's no Trefus in the pot. If you cook up your meat now, there's no meat in the pot. There's only time, there's only the taste of the pork went into the pot. And now if you cook up your meat in that pot, the taste of the pork comes out into your meat, and it becomes also. So from there we see the sight of time is kicker. That even though there's only the taste of the pork in the pot, there's no pork mamish, still the Torah says it's also. The Gemara says, the Yom HaRachmona, the Torah says, Kol Dovar Asher Yavo Beish, anything that was cooked up in fire, before a Jew could use that pot, he has to kasher it. He has to also cook it up first in water. So, Lameimra, you want to tell me, the Asira Gula of the Chovim, Lav Time of the Almu. That what's wrong with this Trefa pot by Midyan there? After the Jews won over Midyan, when they took away their pans, their pots, they could eat from it unless they first kasher it. What do they have to kasher it for? Just wash it out well, make sure there's no venue, you don't have any meat in it. What else should be in it? Elamai, there's only time, the taste, what they cooked up of their meat, went into the pot. So if you cook up your meat now, the taste of that pot is going to come out into your food, and that's also teat. The also, so you see clearly the time, the taste that comes out of the pot, is also the rice teat. And therefore, achinami loishino. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, I learned out from the Kelim of Midyan, that the Torah said it's also teat, use it, that all over I say, time kicker. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns out. Therefore, the Pasuk of Mishras by Nozir, he has the right to use it for something else, not for Tam Kikah, but for the Chiddush of Heter is Mitzvah of Luyisa. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan Shita, Nami Tepiklu Migulei of the Chovim, like why doesn't the Rabbanan also use the Pasuk of Gulei to teach us Tam Kikah? And then the Pasuk of Mishras would be extra, so the Rabbanan should also agree then to Rabbi Akiva that we should say Heter Mitzvah of Luyisa by Nozir. Like, why doesn't the Rabbanan learn out Tam Kikah from Gulei of the Chavim? So the Gemara says, Omalei, the Rabbanan will answer you back and say, Hosam Chiddushu. I'll tell you over there by Gulei of the Chavim, it's called the Chiddush. As the Bach says, Hosam Nami Chiddushu. There is also considered a new Chiddush, something special, that only here and no place else. Why? To have a Chola Tarakula, Noisein Tam Livgan Amuta. Midiraisa, if the taste that comes out of the pot, or the tam that goes into your food, makes the food taste worse, that's called lefgam and makes it pagam. It makes it taste worse, then there's no issa. Tam is only yossi if it's meshabeach, if it makes it taste better, or if it tastes the same, but not if it makes it taste worse. If the tam that goes into your food now makes the food taste worse, there's no halach of tam kikah. So now, the God, the Gyuli of the Chavim also. Here by Gyuli of the Chavim, if you have this pot, so the Havamina is they did not use the pot the last 24 hours. So that's what we always hold, that any time you use the pot 24 hours ago, after 24 hours, the taste inside the pot becomes lufgam, becomes ruined. And if you cook up afterwards, midirais it's mutter. That's why midirais, if you have a flesh thicker pot, and later after 24 hours, you cook up the milk inside the pot, the milk will still be mutter, because the time of the meat that comes out of the pot into the milk is lufkam, doesn't taste good, tastes bad. And a taste that comes out that tastes bad is not also midiraisa. And that we learn out the Gemara now, but Zera learns it out from a pasuk by Ger, the pasuk that says by Nevela, it says, Nevela shenarui le Ger ain't a Korean Nevela. It says that by Nevela you have to give it to a Ger, it has to be edible, that a Ger can eat it. But if it's so dead off, the nevela is so ruined that a ger cannot eat it, then it becomes mutter. It's not royal achila sodom, it becomes mutter. So there we learn out to what din tam. Even though tam doesn't have to be that bad, that it's not edible, even if it's edible, but I call upon them by tam, if it doesn't give off a good tam, but rather it makes the food taste worse, even though it's edible, it's mutter midiraisa. So here, by Yuli of the Chovim, for what purpose did the Jews have to cash the Kalim? The Chur, they just should have waited over the day and use it tomorrow. Since the Torah said, no, you have to make it kosher first, it's a proof that there is a tremendous chiddush, a special halacha the Torah said there, and we cannot learn out from there to all over. So the Gemara says, true, Ulu Rabbi Kiva Nami, the Chur, it's a kasha on Rabbi Kiva. Ho chiddushu, the Chur, to Rabbi Kiva also it's a kasha. How could he learn out all over? From Gyule or the Chavim, there is a tremendous chiddush. Even though you're using the pot a day later, and the taste that's coming out of the pot is ruining your food, still it's also, why? It should be mutter. So there it says, Omer Rafuna Bar Chiya, Loi Osra Torah Ela Lekdera Bas Yoyma. Henechnami, the Rabbi Kiva says that the Torah gave a parsha, that if the Jews want to use the Goyish pots, they have to kasher it first, that's only if you want to use it that day. In other words, they fought the Midian, and let's say a Midian cooked up his pork in the morning, and then they won the war at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, now a Jew wants to cook up his beef. He wants to cook his beef in the same pot that the guy cooked his pork in the morning. So their attack would be Yasa Midiraisa, because since the taste of the pork is still in the pot from this morning, so it didn't get ruined yet. So now if you're going to cook up your beef, it's going to have a taste of the pork in the beef, and that's Asa Midiraisa. So that's why the Torah said that if a Jew wants to use this pot, the same day that the guy used his pork in it, he has to make a kosher first. Because the same day, Tilav Mesetan Lav Gamu, the same day it's not ruining the taste. The same day the taste that comes out of the pot into our meat makes it taste good. So that's why it's Asa Midiraisa. But true, if the Jews wanted to, they could have just waited until tomorrow, and by tomorrow there'd be no Issa Midiraisa. Because once the taste stays in the pot overnight, or 24 hours, we say then the taste becomes like bitter, and when the taste comes out into other food, it ruins the food, and makes it taste bad. So that would be Mutter Midiraisa. That's what the Torah said, you have to kashri kalim is only if you wanted to use it the same day. So the Chur, that's where Rabbi Kiva learns out from here. So who is the kasha now? Why doesn't the Rabbanan also learn out from here? To say the Torah said it's also that day. So that day you have a good proof you say Tam Kika. So Gemara says, the Rabbanan they hold, Kedera Bas Yoyma Nami. Even a pot the same day that it was used for pork, he Efsha the Loipogma Purta. Now when you use it later on in the day, to cook up your meat, the taste of the pork that comes out into your meat still is a little bit bad. It's pogma purta. It makes it taste it's a little bit bad. It's not ruined completely. It tastes 24 hours. But akopon and boy by yoim, it's also not so good. So therefore the rabbonim say that's a chiddush. So therefore guli of the chavim is called the chiddush. So therefore we can't learn out from it. But the rat to toast be sell. Really, the Hevel and Lamein, we should have said that he hechad the pogma merubi shari, the same way something lefgam completely is mutter, is afilu pogam muet nami shari. Really, the svar should have been that a pogam muet should also be mutter. So that the Torah says by Gula of the Chavim that it's also, that's a chiddush. So therefore, you cannot learn out from Gula of the Chavim to all over Tarmis Kikr. That's why the Rabbanan have to use the Pasuk Mishras to teach me Tam Kika. But vice versa, Rabbi Kiva does not from this kasha. Rabbi Kiva also know that there's a difference, even though it's Pogma Purta, so what? The same day, true, it tastes maybe a drop worse, but that's nothing. That's still called the taste is here, and that's what the Torah says, if you want to use the pot the same day, you have to make it kasha first, you have to cook it up in water, boiling water first. So from here, Rabbi Kiva learns out that there's such a side of Tam is Kika, that just the taste of the meat, when it comes out of the pot into our meat, it makes our meat awesome in the Raisa. So Rabbi Kiva learns out, Tam Kika from Gyuli of the Gechovim, therefore he has the Pasuk Mishras extra by Nazir to teach us Heta Mitzarefliis. Now the Gemara says, Omele Ravacha Breda Ravavid Ravashi, Midirabonah Nishmal Rabbi Kiva. From the Rabbonah we should learn out to Rabbi Kiva. Lav Amri Rabbonin, doesn't Rabbonin say, Hai Mishras Litain Tam Kika? The Rabbonin we just learned before says that the Pasuk Mishras by Nazir teaches us Aleph Tam Kika. The first you say, that if the taste of the grapes go into the water, that this water now tastes like wine, so the water becomes asa. That's the klal of tam kikah. Now this the Braisa before said, Umikana tadam achol isurim shemateira. That we can learn out from here, from Mishras, to all other isurim, to klaya kerem, to arla, to all other places, that you also say tam kikah. So if you see this svar according to the Rabbonin, lechura l'Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Nami, to kamukim le'elahai Mishras, lehetem etzta'af le'yisa, Rabbi Kiva uses this pasuk by Nozer of Mishras, for the chiddush of hetes etzta'af le'yisa. True, because he knows tam kikah from Gyuli Adikachovim. After the Torah said the pots, you have to make a kosher first, Rabbi Kiva learns out from the edusayt of tam kikah. So therefore, by Nozer, when the Torah said the word Mishras, he uses it for a bigger chiddush, that you say heter is mitzvah liyisur. A little bit wine and a little bit bread together makes up the yisur. But I call upon him, if you're learning out from Mishras, heter mitzvah liyisur, lema. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva also say that mikana tadam l'chol yisur and shema Torah? That from here we should learn out all over. In other words, all over we should have this chiddush of heter mitzvah liyisur. Just like according to the Rabbonin, that they use Mishras for tam kikah. You're telling me you have a right to learn out all other places also. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that he uses Mishras for the Yisrael of Hetem and Tzav L'Yisra, you should also be able to learn out all other places. And it's mashma not like that. That Rav Avuah, the first man of the Yom, that he was explaining to Rabbi Kiva, he started off to say that Kol Yisur and Shema Torah ain't Hetem and Tzav L'Yisra. Only by Nazar do you say it. But it looks like you don't learn out other Yisur from Nazar. So the question is, why not? All right, turn over. So my answer is, Omalei, that the end, he answered back, Mishum dehevei nozir v'chates beiz k'suvim haboyim kiyechot. True, really you should have learned out. But just that the same chiddush says also in the parsha of Chatas, by a korban Chatas. And therefore the klal is that the whole beis ksuvim aboyin kiyechod, when the Torah says the same chiddush twice, like the second time it's extra, what did the Torah have to say the chiddush a second time for? To teach us that ain malamdin. The reason why the Torah said it a second time is to teach us only these two places the Yisraelis chiddush of Heter Mitzvah L'Yisra. But all other places we do not say it. That's the klal of Beis Ksuma Boin Kiyechod V'yei Melamdin. Now where the two psukim? Nozer Ho Di Amorim. Nozer we just got finished saying, the pasuk says Mishras, Lita and Hetem et Staaf L'Yisr. Now, Chatis Mahi, where's the case by a Korban Chatis that you also say Hetem et Staaf L'Yisr? The Tanya, we learn like this. The pasuk says, Kola Sheyiga Bevsara Yiktosh. Anything that touches the meat of a Korban Chatis also becomes Kaddish. What does that mean to say? Yochel afilu shleibola, maybe even if you have a piece of steak that just touches the meat of a chatis, even though the tam is not belay, does not sink into your steak. Tamulay mebibsara. No, the Torah says the tam of the chatis has to go into your meat. Achiyivla bibsara. Until it dissolves inside it. It goes inside it. Yiktosh, then it becomes Kaddish. What does that mean? Liyas kemo. That if you have a piece of meat now that touches the korban chatis, it has the same malach like the chatis. Shimsu lehi yivso. V'yim k'sherva t'yochel k'choy meshebo. If the chatis is posel, your piece of meat becomes posel. If the meat is kosher, you could only eat it the same time limit and the same kedusha, you'll not eat the chatis. So the kids are from chatis, we also see this yisoid of hetvet mustaf liyisa. That after time, a little bit time of a korban chatis goes into your meat, now your meat has the same halacha like the chatis. You could only eat it the same way, the same kedusha, the same time. So that's also a chiddush of hetzes v'tav v'yisr. So therefore, the Torah says the two places and no place else. Zemar says Rabbonin Tzrich. Rabbonin says no, we need it. Why? Because according to the Rabbonin, by his place, both places says the chiddush of tam kikah, and we need it both places. The Kosser Rachmon Gabe Chatzav Torah would have just said by Chatzav Tam Kikar Hava Mina Nozle Yosimenei. You can't learn out Yisurei Nozle from Chatzav. Why? Mishum De Nozle Mikodeshim Layafinon. Maybe a Korban Chatzav Kodeshim has special halachas, but other places I would not even know Tam Kikar. Therefore I need a Pasuk by Nozle Mishras to teach me Tam Kikar. Now, the cost of Achmona Gabe Nazir would have just said by Nazir, I would have thought, me Nazir Leafin, I cannot not from Nazir. Mishum the Chomri Surai. By Nazir, the Torah says tremendous Isurim. The Afilu Chatsin Osir. Even the pit of the grape is Osir. So maybe by Nazir, it's a tremendous Chiddish. There was the Hetim Tam Kikum. But by Chatis, I should not say it. Hilkos Layasi Minei. Therefore, I can't learn out. Therefore, it's not Siddish, Snake Suvo Boinki Yechut. That's the way the Rabbanim say it. As even though according to the Rabbanim by Chattis it also says Tam Kikur, and it says by Nozir Tam Kikur, and still the Rabbanim say we can learn out from here to all over. The question is, how could you learn out from here to all over? Why don't we say according to the Rabbanim, this should remain like two psukim v'yein melamdin? The Torah says no. Two psukim mean if one is extra. Like if one had just said one, and from that I could learn out everything, so for what purpose did the Torah say the second pasuk? It has to come to teach us that don't learn it out to any other place. But here it's not that way. The Rabbanim said, if it would have just said by Nazir, I would not learn out Chatis from it. If it would have just said by Chatis, I would not learn out Nazir from it. Therefore, I need these two psukim, and it's not called Ein Melamdin. So Rabbi Akiva says, now at that, Rabbi Akiva Amaloch, Lamai Tzricha, what do you need it for? No, you don't need both these psukim. Bishleim, I understand you right. He cost of Rachmona Chatis. If the Torah would have just said by Chatis Tetem and Stafli Yisur Legom Nozir Minei, true, then I cannot learn out Isur and Nozir from Chatis. Why? Because then the svar is the Chulin Mikodeshim Legaminin. I don't learn out Chulu from Kodeshim. Ella, but Rav Kiva holds like this: Lichter Rachmona bin Nozir. Let the Torah say this Chiddush of Hetem and Stafli Yisur by Nozir. Veteise Chatis Minei, and I would learn out the Korban Chatis from Nozir. For kol isurin shebatoru kogamri minozir, because you learn out only surim from nozir. So the same way you learn out other isurim, learn out chatas also. So and rabbanon said no, the rabbanon amlo, the rabbanon answer like this: no, chatas take a true what you're saying. Chatas though is the head of the star of liyisus, take a true what you're saying. Those mashma you could learn out only surim from chat from nozir. So really, I should learn out isa chatas from nozir also. So according to the Rabbanan, why does it say Tam Kika by Chatis? So the Rabbanan say back, no, it's true. For the Stam, the Svar of Tam Kika, I would learn everything out from Nazir. You know why the Torah has to say by Chatis a special posik? Because by Chatis, the Rabbanan agree, there the Chiddush is, Lehetim and Stam Fliyisa. So only by Chatis you say that Svar. But you can't learn out from Chatis, because V'chulin Mikodeshim Le'gaminon. Because Chulin from Kachim, you don't learn out. So the Rabbanan agree that by the Korban Chatis, there the Chiddush is, Hetem, Stafli, Yisr. A little bit Chatis with a little bit of meat is also. And I can't learn out from that to any other place, because Chulin, Mikodshim, Leafinan. But the din of Tam Kikur, that's all Mishras, Litin Tam Kikur. By Nozir, when the Torah says the word Mishras, that's to teach me Tam Kikur. And Nikana Atadam, Cholisun Shema Torah. And from here, I learn out to all Yisurim Shema Torah. That's the way they're about to learn. That the Pasuk of Mishras comes to teach me Tam Kikur. And true, from here, from Yisurim Nazar, I learn out all Yisurim Shema Torah that I say Tam Kikur. And there's no extra Pasuk, so therefore it's good all over I say Tam Kikur. I, the Pasuk by Chatis, that's to teach me Hetem and Stafli Yisur. I learn out from Chatis. Chatis is Kodshim, and that's the Klah, Chulimi Kodshim Layafinim. For Rabbi Akiva does not know, Rabbi Akiva says, Tavayu lehetem estav liyisa. Rabbi Akiva says, no. The svar of Tam Kik, he learns out from Gulei Avikachovim. From the Pasha of Midyon, that you can't use their pots, you see the aside of Tam Kikka. So therefore Rabbi Akiva uses the Pasuk of Nazir for hetem estav liyisa. If so, the question is, what do I need a second Pasuk by Chatas for? Why don't I learn out Chatas from Nazir? Like learn out Kol Yisurim, you should say Hetem Estav L'Yisr. Why did the Torah have to say a second time by Korban Chatis Hetem Estav L'Yisr? So that's Rabbi Akiva's svara Pehevei Lehu Shnei Ksuvah Boin Ki Yechod. That because of this, it remains like the Torah said it a second time. And when the Torah says something two times, it's not for no purpose. But the reason why the Torah said it a second time was to teach us that V'chol Shnei Ksuvah Boin Ki Yechod, the Klal is Ein Melamdin. We can't learn out to any other place. If the Torah wanted you to learn out to all other places, the Torah would have just said it one time. Let it just say by Nazir that you say, Hetem, it's Tafli Yisr.
And from Nazar would learn out all over. Since the Torah had to take his time out to say a second time by Chappis, Hetem and Stav Liyisam, that's the Lima to teach us only these two places and no place else. Oh, Malay Rav Ashur Rav Kano, Elohot, the time that we learned. The Pasuk says, Mikola, Shayasim, Egefen, Ayayin, anything that comes out of the grapes. Lima, Dali, Surin, Noz, Hashem, and Starfim, Zem, Zem. That the Yisurim come to you, put together. You can have the Chati Zayas of grapes, the Chati Zayas of pits, the Chati Zayas of shells. They come together. For the mother of Kiva, according to Kiva, you don't need it for this. Hashta Yeshloi Mehetim Stav Liyisa. According to Kiva, half of a grape and half of bread would be Chayiv. Is Issa Liyisa Miboy? Pshitta, if you take half of a grape and half pits, half shells, of course it's Asa. Like there, they're all Yisurim. So what do I need the Pasuk, Mikol Asher Yasa Megefen, Megefen Ayayin, to teach me that all these Yisurim are Mitzvah from Zelazer? Omele, he says like this, Heta Liyisa Vasachas. When you want to put your Chatzi grape, a Chatzi Zayis of grape, with a Chatzi Zayis of bread, it's only if you eat it together. That's when you say Heta Mitzvah Liyisa. But Issa Liyisa, when you want to eat a Chatzi Zayis of a grape, and a Chatzi Zayis of the pits, HaFilu B'Zechaz there, then you don't have to eat them together, even one after another. Like Tosa says, "Ubavad she b'tzoyk kadei achilas pras." As long as you eat the two of them within 3 minutes, within achilas pras, it's mitzdarf. That's called the kizayis. So that's the chiddush. If you eat a chatzis zayis great now, and a minute later the chatzis kizayis worth of fits, yichayif. But hetem staf yis, you won't have that. If you'll eat a chatzis grape right now, and then a chatzis piece of bread later, you won't put the two together. Tomorrow we have Shimon.